Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, Pop Art Painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. Man, that we had the levels turned up on that, didn't we? Jeez Louise, rang my bell when that intro music started. We'll have to fix that in post-production. I am making a note now. I apologize to anyone who's listening live, including our esteemed guest tonight, who, you know, got their ears blown out. Whoa. Anyhow,
it sounded
nothing
fine.
But professionalism around here. Nothing but professionalism around here. I just, you know, what can I say? Hey, we're back, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in and whatnot. We had a little hiccup last week with our episodes, and those have all been rescheduled. You can always find what's coming up this week and next week on poprocksradio.com, and you know, we have it all listed there and whatnot. Yeah, they were having some, you know, it's pretty cool, actually. I complain a lot sometimes when things aren't working. You know, I'm a guy, I'm one of those types, I guess. But this time, before, you know, they called me and they're like, hey, we're having some issues and whatnot. We see you got a show scheduled for 4 o'clock today. Might want to reschedule that. We don't know if we'll have this licked by then. And I really appreciated that. You know, I'm like, I felt real good about that. You know, I'm on board, treating right, and I'm right there, man. But yeah, so we're back on track now. They got everything sorted, and
good.
You know, got that all knocked out. So tonight, everybody, we have a returning guest, one of my favorite people in the entire wide world. She is a fantastic Americana, country, indie, singer-songwriter, and she's one of the hardest working women in show business that I know. Without further ado, I'd like to welcome Miss Pam Ross, Mrs. Pam Ross. Pam, how
Hello.
Are you?
I'm doing how you? Well. How about you?
I'm doing great, doing great. Had a
good to hear.
Having a good day, you know, having a good day. It's I like having those, you know.
And you hugged your dog,
surprises.
Right?
I did hug my dog. Yes, I did. She's sitting right here. And so you have two dogs, though, right?
No, one.
Just the one.
I have one dog.
Oh,
and
you
two
only
cats.
Have one. I gotcha. We have one dog, one indoor cat, and then a stray that showed up, I don't know, a few months ago, and she's been living outside, but, you know, the wife keeps looking at me. I think we're going to have to take her into the vet and spend the $200
yep.
and get her all situated.
That's how we got our second cat.
Yeah,
yep.
That's exactly what's going to happen. I have been to this show before, baby. But you gotta,
yep.
You know, you got to make sure she's okay. I don't want to bring.
Uh-huh.
Cats are weird. They have all those weird, you know, potential.
Yeah, you do.
Feline.
You got to get those shots and get them checked out. Yeah.
She has not gone into heat, so I don't know. And her ear's not notched, so I don't know. You know, years ago, this is a weird story. And everybody's like, yeah, great. We tuned in to hear fantastic music and Jamie's telling cat stories. No, this is an interesting story. It's interesting. So years ago, before I moved to California, I had this stray cat that had kind of adopted me. And, you know, I let it in the house. This was when I was single. And I was moved to California, and I was not going to be single. The bachelor life was over for me at that time. So, but you have to have all your shots if you take a cat on the plane and everything. So I had to do the whole thing, you know, and I took the cat into this vet and I said, you know, while we're doing this, let's just get her fixed. She's never went into heat. So, you know, but I don't know anything about this cat. And the vet was really cool. He checked her out and everything. And he said, well, I can't charge her. I can't fix her. And I said, well, what do you mean? And he said, sometimes, especially with cats, no, she wasn't a boy. She had just been born without that equipment, that machinery. And he said that, he goes, there's a lot of inbreeding with cat that happens sometimes. And, you know, and it was, I felt really good. I was like, you know, thank you so much, because, you know, a lot of folks would have said, oh, yeah, we fixed her. She's all set. $100, please.
Yep.
so, you know, it was a good day. Yeah, that cat flew on the plane, lived in, probably still living with my ex-wife. But here's hope. No, she couldn't be. She couldn't possibly be. It's been too long. But, yeah, that was an adventure. Anyhow. So you had an indoor cat, and a stray cat showed up, and now you have another cat.
Yeah, actually, we had the stray cat first, and then I got my other cat. He was a stray too. I found him running across 146 back home in Seabrook, Texas, and I'm like, stop! He was this little fur ball just running across the street, and I went and picked him up. I jumped out of the car and picked him up, took him home, and that was it. Yes, I rescued all my babies that way.
Yeah. That ex-wife of mine, when we moved to California, we stayed with her parents for the first, I don't know, like 2 or 3 weeks while we found an apartment. We looked at apartments and stuff. It was one of those deals. And we found an apartment. We were moving all of our stuff in. And you know, the rent was cheap, so it kind of tells you the part of town we were in. Well, anyway, this car full of young hoodlums drove by and threw a cat out the window, this little white cat. And, you know, my ex-wife, yeah, she went and got it and everything. And then she went in the house, you know, the new apartment, and hooked up her printer and the computer and everything, started making found cat flyers. And I'm like, what are you doing? And she's like, well, I'm going to put these up for, you know, whoever cat that was or is. And I said, sweetie, that's your cat. Whoever, if somebody threw a cat out a window, you don't want that cat. If even if that is their home, you don't want them going back to those people.
Yeah.
I was a little annoyed because I knew it was going to be $200 and a vet trip. And it was.
Yeah.
It was. That cat was born with all of its equipment and had to be fixed. They charged it. Just part of it. Part of being a human, you know. I love animals, though. I know you're the same way. I imagine your wife's also a big animal.
Yeah.
Has to be, right?
Yeah. You know what? When I met her, she wasn't. She liked animals, but... You know, she didn't have any growing up. Her parents didn't want animals in the house or whatever. So, you know, then there's me, and she's just like, I've never met anyone who's just like has a heart for animals like you do. And
she
loves them
now.
I mean, she does.
From the hillbillies. You're like Ellie Mae, bringing everything home. Oh, man.
It all needs saved.
Well, you know,
it all needs love.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, there's really no better feeling, too. You know, you can be having the worst. I tell my wife this. She knows, too. She agrees. You know, if you're having a bad day, you come home, your dog never gives you grief. You know what I mean?
I know. They're so happy to see you. It doesn't matter. It's just like, oh, my God, like, I haven't seen you in a million years. You know?
Right. Well, I hear your dog now.
No, actually, it's the neighbor's dog. That's the neighbor's dog. The neighbor's got a new dog.
Ah.
It's the neighbor's dog.
I gotcha. Well, now, does your dog and the neighbor dog get along or not really?
You know, my dog used to love to play with other dogs, but back home in Houston, right before we moved, I was walking her, and someone's dog got out and attacked her. And I was able to get in between, and, you know, my dog didn't get hurt. I was, you know, freaked out. You know, after it's over, my dog's like, yeah, what? And I'm like, you know, but after that, she's never wanted to play with dogs again. She bows up and she barks, and she it's like this protective thing. You know, we even had like a, we paid to have one of those, I don't know, dog whisperer people things. And so it's just, you know, she never attacks, but she does it until she knows she's safe. But initially,
right.
You know, when she's like that, people don't want to bring their dogs around her because they're like, oh, she's going to bite. I'm like, no, she's not going to bite. She's just scared and she's being protective and blah, blah, blah. So
right.
She's happy just hanging out with mamas. Really.
Well, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. I had a scare like that, exactly like that. I don't know. It was probably about a month ago, maybe a month and a half. Doesn't matter. But I was walking the dog, you know, take her for a walk, and I was walking her, and somebody had this little, and my dog's not big. She's like, I don't know, 35, 40 pounds, something like that. And one of these little bitty dogs got out of their house. You know, they opened the door to let the dog out to potty or something without a leish.
Yeah.
Saw Mei Ling, my dog, and just ran over it, like ran up on us. And I'm thinking to myself, well, this might be the end of Mei Ling because I'm seeing it happen. You know what I mean? And and you know, she's a guard dog. She's not. Nobody just walks up on Papa. Are you kidding me? What are you thinking? But it was so funny. This little dog ran up, yapping and everything, and just tried to jump at her. And she caught the dog like one of her toys in her mouth. And now I'm thinking the dog's really a goner. You know, the little one. And she just like threw him up through the air. He flipped over a couple times, and then he landed on his feet, shook his head, and ran back inside. Threw him like a rag doll. I was like, holy moly. And so then the guy came out, and he's like, is your dog okay? I said, yeah, my dog's fine, dude. You know, she might have a sore tongue.
Your dog's all right.
Yeah, let's look for blood on yours. I'm a little worried. And he was fine. He was shaken up. But, you know, I guess he learned a valuable lesson in life, you know, about running up on somebody. I don't. Anyhow, Pam, the whole reason that you're back talking to me tonight, not about dogs, folks. I apologize about that. We got out in the weeds there. We're both dog lovers. You know how dog people are. If we were hanging out in person, we'd have our phones out showing pictures of the dogs, you know.
Yep.
How that really goes. You have a new album. Debut album.
Yeah, we finished releasing the last song. I think when I talked to you, we were, we're on the fourth song when I talked to you. Something like that. And, we just finished releasing the final single, In Your Smile. And then next month we're going to re-release Fire in the Hole because I wasn't with MTS whenever that song came out. So we're gonna release it with them.
I gotcha.
So
well,
that'll,
you know,
that'll
the
be
whole
next
album.
Month, and that'll take us to the whole. That'll take us to the new album, which will come out in August.
Oh, amazing! Well, I was gonna say this album. You know, When Therapy Fails, great title, by the way. The whole album's a banger. I really like this. There's not a weak track on it. You know, I listened to the whole thing. And I was very, very impressed. I wasn't, like I told you before we came on the air, I'm not surprised because I know you. I know your talent, you know. So
thank
I
you
knew
so
it would
much.
Be great. I just super impressed. So When Therapy Fails, what's the story with that? How did you come up with that title?
Well, if you take a look at the cover of it, it's the mom.
I gotcha.
On her phone, totally ignoring what her son is up to, and he's looking around the corner, making sure she's not paying attention because he's getting on a pornographic website and he's only about 12.
Right.
But it kind of basically is, it's my little idea of a breakdown of society. You know? We're more concerned with what's on our phone than the things we really need to be paying attention to. We're more concerned with ourselves and become more self-absorbed than, you know, paying attention to the world around us. And
absolutely.
That's my little take on the breakdown of society. And it had a lot to do, of course, with us falling off the merry-go-round as well, that track.
Right. a very strong track, and video, great video for that too. Yeah, you know, it's weird, and you know, and everybody's like, yeah, Jamie, we know you're an old man. I am an old man, you know, and I was raised differently, you know. My bell got rang many times, and all I can say is those lessons were learned. You know, it worked.
You know, I mean, there was no hocking back or anything. Are you kidding me? Yeah. I like to live.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Attention all Broward County business leaders. Junior Achievement of South Florida's Youth Employment Program would like to infuse a burst of energy into your workplace with trained high school interns ages 16 to 18. JA handles all the details, from training interns to processing payroll, with a dedicated job coach liaison for each employer and intern. This is available to you at zero cost, thanks to JA's partnership with Children's Services Council of Broward County. Hire a JA summer intern today. For more information, visit jasouthflorida.org or call 954-979-7106. Unlock the potential of tomorrow's workplace with Junior Achievement's Youth Employment Program.
Listen to this cool episode ad-free. If you're a VIP member, you can become one on my website, www.jamierocks.us, www.jamierocks.us.
Hey, rockers. This is Stacey Lane Wilson, author and editor of the Rock and Roll Nightmares book series. I have a new podcast that features interviews with musicians, artists, authors, filmmakers, and music historians. In season one, I interview Phil Soussan from Ozzy Osbourne's band, Scott Crawford, the director of the Cream magazine documentary, Lisa S. Johnson, the award-winning author and photographer of the books 108 Rockstar Guitars and Immortal Axes, just to name a few. The Rock and Roll Nightmares podcast explores the dark and mysterious and sometimes funny side of music from the 60s, 70s, 80s, and beyond. Enjoy on RSS or anywhere you like to listen to podcasts.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's R-O-X-X, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi, folks. Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion. Fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and, of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool, and these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com, MichelleAlbion.com, MichelleAlbion.com. Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks. You know, it's weird. It's weird. And the phone is super addictive. The phone is super addictive. You know, people, they get in it. And I think, and this is terrible, I don't want to get into politics or anything, but we just, here in Florida, Our governor actually had this bill that kids under 14 can't have social media accounts. And I don't know how they're going to enforce it, but whatever. The thing that was disturbing about it
is he's a, you know, not the party I normally party down with. And I found myself agreeing with him. I'm like, what does this say about me? I can't believe it. I'm in agreement with him on it.
Oh, my God. I can't be agreeing with him. No.
Oh, it's so
what's
true.
What's happening? Well, you know what? The way I look at it all, particularly with, like, politics, is, you know, everyone's so polarized, but I think there's good and bad on both
sides. And it's,
I don't think either one is completely bad or completely good. I think when you get in that mindset, that's when you get lost. That's when you become really narrow-minded, and that's how we get into these problems. We have to be able to open our mind and talk to the other side and to meet in the middle. People don't want to do that.
Exactly. And, folks, to be honest with you, I was going for an easy joke there, but the reality is, as far as that kind of stuff goes, you got to be issue-driven, man. What's your opinion on a particular issue? It doesn't matter what the party thinks. You can't just, you know. Even a chunky monkey like me, when I go to the donut store, I don't just dig all donuts. There's some I can't stand. You know what I mean? I get the ones I like. Very true. You know? I'm not a fan of sprinkles. I got to tell you, I like my old man. And I definitely don't want to spill my coffee. Yeah, you know, just day old. They have to be. You know, they don't taste right. Yeah, give me my newspaper, my black cup of mud, and a day old donut. I'm happy. I am. I'm an old man. You know, very true. Very true. But I know cool people like Cam Ross. How about that? So I got that going. This is an amazing album. Like I said, I really like it. We're going to play a couple tracks from it. I know you were releasing singles and whatnot. Was that the idea at from jump, you know, that, okay, we're going to release a bunch of albums and we're going to add some more tracks and put it out as an album? Was that the plan, or did that kind of just organically happen?
No, that was always the plan. Yes,
okay.
That's always the plan. If anyone out there is making music right now and you're planning on releasing an album, I'm telling you, do it one song at a time. And there's a lot of reasons behind that. But one of the main reasons is if you just dump an album, you know, let's say you've got 10 tracks. And you take all 10 tracks and you just put them out there. You know, you go to TuneCore and they go on Spotify. How do you promote certain things? How do you drive people
exactly
to your songs? People are going to look at these 10 songs and go, well, I'll click on this one and I'll click on that one. And you don't really promote. You're trying to promote 10 songs. You can't do that. I mean, it just goes back to old school, actually, even with the big record labels. There's an album
that's
out,
how they used to
and
do
people
it
can go buy it, but there's one song that's getting promoted at a time, and that's what you got to do. So you release one, you promote it, you tell people this is what it's about, you have a video for it, and you give it 2 months. You give it time to get reviewed and, you know, to go on charts and to do all this stuff, and then you can promote, hey, it's on the charts here, it's on the charts here, and you know, and the more people start going and checking it out, and then you go into your next one, and this way you get a lot more streams, and people aren't just going, oh, I'm going to click on this one, or what's this song about, or what's this song like. You have to direct them, and
right,
it's really just a, you know, that's really an old school technique. That's not anything new.
Well, yeah, that's how Sun Records did it, you know. Elvis just didn't drop an album, not at first. Not at first he didn't, you know. I mean, when you're Taylor Swift or Beyonce, that's a different animal, you know what I mean? But I'll tell you something folks, that Pam does. And Pam is super smart when it comes to, you know, her job, which is professional musician. You know what I mean? That's what how she's putting bread on the table. The thing is she tries out her material. She whittles her material. It almost reminds me of comedian friends that I have, you know, stand-up friends that I have that are out in the clubs. They're like, okay, I got a bit. let me see how it works with this crowd. Let me change this and then see how that works. You know, and they, that's how you get.
Oh, yeah.
People just start with a Netflix special. You know, I mean, they have to hone this stuff.
You got
to
make sure that stuff's going to work and it's put together properly.
Right.
And
that's what you do with music. And I think that's so important because I you know, you see young, new bands. I don't want to just say young. I don't want to, you know, somebody could be my age and starting to say, hey, I'm going to start a band. Okay, well, watch what people who are doing it successfully are doing and copy. You know, that's what I do.
Yeah.
I'm the only artist I know with a merch store. And the only reason I have one is because I hung out with a lot of people in bands. And every time I went to see a band play, they had a merch table. And I'm like, we're losing money not having a merch table. We got to have that merch, man. And, you know, I'll sell a $20 t-shirt just as easy, you know, and be as happy as if it's a full pants. But, yeah, mm-hmm. you know, you're out there. What do you play, what, a couple times a week at a minimum, right? Usually more than that.
Well, actually, I'm recovering from ankle surgery, so I have not been.
Oh, wow.
I've been laid up. I'm doing a songwriter circle tomorrow night.
What happened?
But I can sit. I had to have two tendons repaired. Both freak things. I had a cyst that grew on a tendon and grew up through it and split it. And on another tendon, an old stitch, I had that tendon replaced, not replaced, repaired in 2012 from running. And there was a stitch in it. And the stitch, over time, had worn through the tendon and split it. So they had to take that stitch out, put in a degradable stitch, and, you know, repair the tendon. So I had two separate tendons repaired. No fault of my own. Nothing I did. Just happened. So I'm rehabbing right now.
Painful.
And yes, I'm up. I'm walking. I'm mainly in a boot. I can wear a shoe around the house, but I can't wear the shoe outside the house in case I would slip.
I got you.
Yeah, because I don't have great balance yet.
Right.
I'm getting there.
Oh,
I'll be running again before you know it.
Now, when you when they did the surgeries and whatnot, made the repairs, was it a local or were you out totally?
Oh, no. No, you have to be out for that. Oh, yeah. It was not about a 90-minute surgery. Yeah, it was. I've got a big old scar coming up around my ankle and stuff. It was. Yeah. That's not a local.
No, you know, it was weird. I was just talking to somebody and they had some, I don't know, something with the wrist or whatever. And they're like, yeah, they just numb the arm. And, you know, I'm like, I wouldn't want to be awake seeing that stuff. When I go to the dentist, I want them to put me out totally. You know, I'm like, oh, it's an eye test? Yeah. Give me the anesthesia.
That's it.
What the hell's wrong with you? Oh, man. That's funny. That's funny. That's scary, though. I'm so
recovering.
Glad you're on the mend.
Yes, I am. I am. I've, like I said, I've got a songwriter circle tomorrow, and the end of the month, I've got a show that I'm going to do, and then I go up to Nashville.
I got you.
So I should.
I got you.
I'll be walking all right by then. Hopefully, I'll be running, but I don't know if I will be. But I'll be able to walk around without the walking boot on.
At the very least, you can buy one of them cool canes you've always wanted. You know, it's the rifle never lets you buy. I can buy it now. Look at it. It's got a sword in it.
Honey, I can get that cane now. Can I get that cane? Please.
Right. It's got a big crystal on the end of it. Oh, man. That's funny. That is funny. I remember years ago. This was a million years ago. I was at a party and, you know, was young and stupid, thought it was a good idea to climb this tree in the backyard of this party and fell out of it, cracked the ball part of the ball joint in half on my right ankle. And
your lateral malleolus.
Oh, man, it was bad. But I had a cool cane, and so I would still go out to clubs and stuff and hobble in on my cane. And then when it healed finally, I didn't want to give that. I'm like, well, this is my brand now. This is the image. I kind of like this. He's like, no, you have to retire the cane, Jamie. What's wrong with you? Oh, it's crazy. Well, let's play a trick. The current single that is out right now is In Your Smile. Now, this is slowed down a little bit from Fire in the Hole, which we're going to play here in a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
But tell us about In Your Smile, and then we'll play it.
I was trying to write a song. I was strumming some chords in my music room, and I came up with some chords that I liked, and I was kind of like, I was having problems with the lyrics. So I got up, and I walked into the kitchen, and while you're coming into the kitchen, there's a picture of my wife and I. It was like way back when we first started dating, one of our first dates, and we're both smiling in it, and I just kind of looked at that, and I went, okay. And although the beach isn't in the picture, you know, we lived on the bay, so that's kind of how that got played into it. But In Your Smile is about, I think, our first picture ever taken together.
Nice. Nice. Very, very cool. Well, here it is, folks. This is Pam Ross, In Your Smile. Check this out.
Watched our footprints fade into the wet sand. You were laughing at my jokes when I took your hand. There in our first kiss, I knew someday I'd tell you this. I'm envisioning you and me, and I'm loving everything I see. I found my future right there.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. That was Pam Ross, In Your Smile. What a nice song. What a nice song. And I'm telling you, folks, it's available. It's out everywhere. Right, Pam?
Yes, it is.
How cool is that? Now, if you have somebody in your life that you can relate to, you hear that song and you're like, you know, yeah, it reminds me of, you know, I like a certain somebody's smile. Well, get them a track. Find all you need is their email address, and you can send it to them. You know, that's what's amazing. It's, you know, it's a nice little gift. Is all I'm saying. All any of the fellas out there, maybe some of the ladies, if you haven't figured this out yet, I'm an old man. I know these things. Notice little things about your wife, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, whatever. If you notice little things, that really goes a long way. they
yep.
dig that.
Yes, it does.
I haven't seen those earrings before. Have you worn those before? You know, you just
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Listen to this cool episode ad-free. If you're a VIP member, you can become one on my website, www.jamierocks.us, www.jamierocks.us.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store, it's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers shrine clothing and alchemy gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
My Love Shack Apothecary online shop has everything you need to build a special gift for yourself or someone who needs a little pampering. I hand make all of the products in small batches using only plant-based ingredients and therapeutic-grade essential oils. Whether you choose one of my curated sets or want to build a custom gift set, My Love Shack Apothecary has everything you need to send a little sunshine to someone today. Please visit us online at www.loveshackapothecary.com. That's www.loveshackapothecary.com, as well as online on Instagram and Facebook. Links are in our website.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit makingcancerhistory.com.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Rocksgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierocks.us.
In Your Smile. All of these, the whole album's out, right? People can pick up the whole album. Now, they can get it on your site, or would you, do you prefer them? And we have a link up to PamRossMusic.com. We've got all your social media links listed as well. Do you prefer people to get it directly from you, or to go through one of the streaming situations?
Well, if you're going to stream, you know, just go and stream it, because I only have samples of the song on my webpage.
I got you.
If you're going to buy it, I prefer you bought it on my website.
Right. And the reason, folks, because people always ask me, they say, hey, when you have a band on, where's the best place? I always tell them this. I say, if you can, the merch table at a show is the best place to get the album. But if, you know, you're in, you know, Albania or something, or they are, you can't get to a show, get it directly from them. What happens for those who are not aware is, and I'm not going to give all the specifics, you can Google that yourself and cry for our musician friends, because, man, these whenever you buy something with through whatever site, the part of the pie, the piece of the pie they take is ginormous when compared to the whole what you're buying. You know, it's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
So buy direct when you can, is what I'm saying, you know. You know, and it just helps everybody out. And, you know, the thing is, too, which you have to remember, whenever you see a musician performing, you go out to eat or something, you go to a little, you know, a club or a bar or something, you see somebody performing, understand, man, especially if that's their main gig, you know, that's how they're paying the light bill, buying groceries, health insurance, you know. You can't just go in and get your ankle fixed for free. They ain't doing that stuff for free. You know,
yeah,
tough money.
That's the truth.
You know, that's a lot of shows. I do that all the time. Whenever we buy anything, or I want to buy something, or whatever, I think in terms of paintings in my world. I'm like, well, that'll be three paintings. Better to knock those out and sell them. You think, okay, that'll be 10 shows. You know. Oh, it's so, it's just honest, I guess, but man, crazy.
Yeah.
This is cool. Now we're gonna amp things up a little bit here, folks. The next track. Now this isn't. It's being released. It's on the album, right?
It is released.
But
it is released. It was the first. It was the first single. But when I released it before I was signed with MTS. So we're going to re-release it with them to give it the proper promotion that it deserves.
I got you. Yeah, Mike Stover and the crew over at MTS are, man, they are top notch. Top notch. And, I, you know, for those who are curious, just from a kind of behind-the-curtain standpoint, MTS management, Mike Stover and the gang over there, are probably the record company producing distributor that I have worked with the longest on the podcast. We started this podcast, believe it or not, I'm going to blow your mind, everybody, 2013. It's been over 10 years I've been doing this, man.
Wow.
You realize if I was in medical school, I'd be a doctor. You know? Medical school would be a little harder than doing a podcast, though. But no, just for as far as time goes. But yeah, they were one of the first, you know, we got in touch with each other, and then been a beautiful relationship since. Real good people. Fire in the Hole is the track. Now, this is a little more up energy. Tell us about this one. How did this come about, Sam?
I was playing a show in Austin, and
okay.
It was off stage, and I looked over, and the bartender had taken 151 or some kind of hard liquor, put a mouthful of it, and spit it out and lit it on fire. I look over, and I see this ball of flames coming out of his mouth, and I'm like, whoa! And I yell, fire in the hole from the stage.
Yeah.
And
there you go.
That's where the song was born from. And then as I was writing it, I was just thinking about different places that I had played. And so each line of the song is really about some different bar, some different venue that I've played at.
Oh,
and there's
it's
a great
been a long
music
time.
Video for it, too. I won 3 music video awards for the video for this song. You can go check that out on YouTube or on my music website.
Very, very cool. I'll be posting it, folks. I'll post the video on all my socials after the show here. Pam, it's been a long time since I've been to Austin, but, man, that sounds like 6th Street to me. You know?
You are correct. Yes, sir.
Baby. You know, it's so funny. I got an email from somebody the other day. They're like, is there a town or a city in the country that you don't have, like, some bar club story? I'm like, no, I did that. Been to them all. Here it is, folks. This is Fire in the Hole.
Get the roof, the bartender's crazy, lighting 100 proof. Fire in the hole, there's a fire in the hole. Everyone's friendly, drinking in here, but how we're getting home isn't quite clear. Fire in the hole, there's a fire in the hole. And everything is best when it's out of control, when there's a fire in the hole. It's the bar down the street, across the track. Once the flames are lit, no going back. Fire in the hole. There's a fire in the hole. Perfume of whiskey hanging in the air. Pool sticks of music, everybody's there. Fire in the hole. There's a fire in the hole. And everything is bad when it's out of control, when there's a fire in the hole. One more round, my friends, set them up again. Toss the dice and let them roll. Turn the music up, we can't get enough. Pop the clutch and let it go. We're gonna burn. Down below, fire in the hole. There's a fire in the hole. Order one more, watch it disappear. Half past two, and we're all still here. Fire in the hole. There's a fire in the hole. And everything is bad when it's out of control, when there's a fire in the hole. One more round, my friend, set them up again. Toss the dice and let it roll. Turn the music up, we can't get.
Pam Ross, Fire in the Hole. How about that? How about that? That track is rocking, baby. Rocking. Love it. That is cool. That is cool. That's one that probably wears you out when you perform it, I imagine. You know, just because it's so upbeat.
Oh, it's a great song to perform. It's a lot of fun.
That'll get the dance floor filled. That'll get the dance floor filled,
yep.
You know? Oh, that's awesome.
That'll do it.
So you've got a show coming up, you said, end of next week, right?
I've got one tomorrow evening, a songwriter show.
Tomorrow? Oh,
yeah.
A songwriter. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're
songwriter circle.
That. Okay.
And, yeah. And I can stand in my boot if I wanted to.
I got
And then on the 26th of April, I've got one in Raleigh.
Nice.
And then I go up to Nashville.
Very cool. Very, very cool.
Wow, traveling lady. That's cool. Do you have a particular place you always stay at in Nashville, or who's ever got the best deal? Are you one of those ladies?
The Commodore Grill is one of the places I'll always play.
I got you.
I really love that. I really love playing there. It's a great venue.
Oh, yeah. Nashville's great. Nashville's always fun. I love Nashville. Every time I go to Nashville, I see cranes on the distance building stuff. And to me, that gets me excited because I'm like, condos all have walls. They all need art. You know?
Yeah.
But there's money in Nashville. You can feel it, man, when you go there. You know? Some places you go to, Council Bluffs, Nebraska, and you're like, not a lot of money going on right now. But nothing against Council Bluffs. They're great. I can tell you stories. I will next time, I promise. I saw Hank Claim 3 in Council Bluffs. Very true. I won't even get started on the Nashville stories, though. Oh, my God. Fun town. A lot of hipsters in Nashville. I think people are surprised when they see that. A lot of handlebar mustaches in Nashville. Probably more than an hour. It's weird. You don't expect it. Kind of just happens. Anyhow, it's a fantastic album. And hey, like I mentioned before, I want to let everybody know we've got links to Pam's Instagram, her Facebook, her YouTube, all of it. And you can get to all the streaming sites and everything at her website, pamrossmusic.com. Like and share, man. Like and share. Check it out. She's got a fantastic website. I really like your website. It's easy
to
navigate.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You're doing it right, you know. You're doing it right. Well, very, very cool. And best of luck. Now, do they have you in a cast also with your thing, or are you?
The cast has been off for a while.
Okay. So you don't have to.
I was for a while. I was. You go into a soft cast first because you have to have. There's swelling, so you can't go into a regular one.
Right.
So you're in that for 2 weeks, and then luckily I only had to go into a hard cast for 2 weeks, and then that came off. And then I went into the boot, and that's where I've been. And now I'm finally, I'm starting to, you know, go into the shoe. I'm like I said, I'm wearing a shoe at the moment. I can walk around the house in it, but, you know, it's, I have a big limp, and, you know, I'm trying to get my full gait back, I think is the word I'm looking for.
You're a country lady. You're a country lady. You ain't wearing any shoes when you don't have to, you know.
I don't know who you're talking to. No. I wear my shoes.
Do you? Are you a shoe person? My wife.
I'm a shoe person, and I'm a suburbanite. I admit it.
I got you. I got you, man. My wife, she's got, you know, hundreds of pairs of shoes, and she's always barefoot. I'm like, what the hell is that about? Why are we? Are you kidding me? She's like, I have them if I need them. Deal with it.
That's the truth. She's right. That's right.
Oh, man. Anyhow, folks, on that note, again, Pam Ross Music, you got to check it out. And if you are in a band or a musician of some sort, and, you know, you're looking for the best in the business, you need in your corner, we have a link to MTS Management Group and Records as well. Give them a shout and get them in your corner. They'll do you right. They'll do you right, baby.
Yes, sir, they will.
I know. Mike Silver, I don't think he sleeps, man. He's always up and working. Crazy. Anyhow, folks, when are we back? We're back tomorrow afternoon. I can't believe it. So we will see you then. Have a great night, everybody. Be cool. Be patient with people. And, you know, make it your life goal not to wind up in a Karen video on YouTube. I find them hilarious. When you have to make the whole plane deboard, they won't. They won't think you're funny at all.
Don't
do it.
That doesn't work.
No, it just makes everybody late. Anyhow, have a good one, everybody. Check out Pam's site, PamRossMusic.com. We'll see you next time. Thanks, Pam.
Thank you.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Pana Oli, Pop Rocks Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.